Good morning. It's January 23rd. You are great and most worthy of praise, O Lord. You are to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But you made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before you. Strength and beauty are in your sanctuary. I will ascribe to you glory and strength. I will ascribe to you the glory due your name and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 96, 4-9. Blessed is the one who fears you, who finds great delight in your commands. Psalm 112, 1. I confess my iniquity, I am troubled by my sin. O Lord, do not forsake me. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Psalm 38, 18, 21-22. May I be faithful and fear you, O God. Nehemiah 7, 2. O God, I have this hope in you, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. In view of this, may I strive always to keep my conscience blameless before you and before all people. Acts 24, 15-16. May I not take revenge, but leave room for your wrath, O God, for you have said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. May I not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Deuteronomy 32, 35, Romans 12, 19, and 21. May your commandments be upon my heart, so that I may teach them diligently to my children, and talk about them when I sit in my house, and when I walk along the way, and when I lie down, and when I rise up. Deuteronomy 6, 6-7. Jesus, you are the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. John 14, 6. Lord Jesus, through you the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed. Through you, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. Acts 13, 38-39. Through faith, I am guarded by your power, O God, for the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1, 5. Lord Jesus, you were oppressed and afflicted, yet you did not open your mouth. You were led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so you did not open your mouth. By oppression and judgment you were taken away, and who can speak of your descendants? For you were cut off from the land of the living. You were stricken for the transgression of the God's people. You were assigned a grave with the wicked, yet with a rich man in your death. Though you had done no violence, nor was any deceit in your mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush you and cause you to suffer. Though the Lord made you a guilt offering, you will see that your offspring and prolong your days, and the pleasure of the Lord will prosper in your hand. You will see the fruit of the travail of your soul and be satisfied. You who are God's righteous servant will justify many by your knowledge, and you will bear their iniquities. Therefore God will give you a portion among the great, and you will divide the spoils with the strong. Because you poured out your life unto death, and were numbered with the transgressors, for you bore the sin of many, and made intercession for your transgressions, for the transgressors. Isaiah 53:7-12. I will trust in you, O Lord, and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways I will acknowledge you, and you will make my path straight. I will not be wise in my own eyes, but fear you and depart from evil. Proverbs 3:5-7. Walk with the King today, and be a blessing.